And so we return to the question of whether the high biodiversity of tropical latitudes is due to more species evolving there or fewer species going extinct there. Are the tropics a cradle for the birth of many new species or a museum that retains species that don't die out? A broader look at the climatic and evolutionary history of Earth might help to disentangle these with the help of the fossil record. During the Paleocene, as much as 65 million years ago, the Earth was undergoing a warm period, and tropical conditions existed over much of the globe, as shown by the green areas on the topmost map. Tropical biomes were extensive and lasted for millions of years, giving lots of time for many species to evolve in the warm, equitable climate. By the Miocene, some 40 million years later, the world's climate had cooled off substantially and tropical biomes shrunk to occupy essentially the same narrower latitudinal range that they occupy now in the equatorial latitudes. Scientists speculate that many of the tropical species were able to shift their ranges and persist in the tropical biomes as they contracted toward the equator. Only a small subset of species were able to adapt and persist within the colder temperate regions, explaining why the temperate zones now have much lower diversity. So the latitudinal gradient we see today is actually a product of both high speciation that occurred when tropical climates were more widespread around the world, and low extinction as tropical species were able to shift their ranges and remain in the tropical regions we have today. But they disappeared in the temperate zone, making the temperate zone now have lower diversity than the tropics.